Okay, folks, it is now 8 p.m. and I want to welcome everybody tonight to our February Apple Bites and with our presenter, Herbie Allen, who is going to talk to us tonight about the My App, the Find My App. How many times have we not been able to find our cell phone? I know it happens to me quite often. Well, Herbie is going to teach us how to use that app and do things with it. So before I turn it over to Herbie, I just have some brief announcements. Those of you who are not BITS members and would like to find out information about programs that are being offered by BITS, you can go to BITS-announce plus subscribe at bits.io. Again, that is bits-announce plus subscribe at groups.io. And there you will find a list of things that are being in presentations that are being offered. If you want to join BITS and learn about who we are, you may go to our website, I'm sorry, and that would be bits-acb.org. That would be bits-acb.org. And there you are able to join BITS and also learn about who we are as an organization. If you are a member of BITS already, you will be able to download this presentation once it is up on the BITS website. And you will also be able to download previous presentations that have been given as well. At this point, I would like to turn it over to our presenter, Herbie Allen, and we will go over how to raise hands at the time at the end of the presentation when it's time to raise hands. Herbie?
Currently unmuted.
Thank you, Rosanna, and welcome everyone to tonight's presentation. This is going to be one of the more interesting ones because we do have some accessibility challenges to try to overcome with this app for some things, but it does serve a purpose. Find My. When it comes to Find My, there are three categories that you need to know with this app. People, your devices, and as of last year, AirTags. I'm going to talk about AirTags last because I do want to talk about the Find My feature in general. So what it is it's a shared thing. So at least when it comes to the people tab. So I want to explain that first. So with people, you can set it up to find other people that you want to share your location with. Now notice I said share your location with. So here's the caveat. You can't just get somebody else's location. They also get yours in return too. So it's not a simple matter of, oh, I want to know where Rosanna is. I'm just going to ask her to share her location with me. Well, when you do that, then she would also get yours as well as part of the bargain. And she has to, of course, accept the invitation to begin with. So you can't just sneakily track somebody's phone using the Find My app. And once you do that, then you can see people's location. This can be useful for a number of things. Maybe you have friends that you want to meet up with and you want to see where everybody's located at. This can be especially useful. I remember trying to find some blind friends of mine a long time ago, and we had to do it with the old-fashioned cell phone, where we actually had to call each other and figure out where we were at, and somebody had to guide one of us. Oh, who remembers those days? I don't know. But it's also useful for, like, if you have, a friend or a spouse that's taking Metrolyft, you can see where they're at. They can also see where they are at too. And you can get notifications of things like when they leave home or their location. Or maybe have friends 1,000 miles away that you just want to keep track of. I might have used the Find My feature once with my mother-in-law when the big flood came through in 2017 here in Houston. It would have been, if she'd have had an iPhone then, I could have had Find My Aunt. So if we'd had to leave in a sudden to go to a shelter, she would have immediately known that without us having to call anybody and say, oh, we're leaving. We can focus on getting out of Dodge. Hopefully, we never have to face that type of situation, but I'm just painting a scenario where you might want to keep track of other people and vice versa. Devices. I'll talk more in depth about that, but that is for your own personal devices that you have signed into iCloud. And that can be useful for situations where you are missing them. And AirTags. The very publicized tracking devices that Apple has come out with. And I'm going to try to address a lot of the myths surrounding them and what they can and cannot do. Now, for this demonstration, we are going to take a slightly bigger bite tonight because, for the devices part, I am actually also going to use my Mac for part of this demonstration just to show you how you can use one device to track another. But we're going to start with people. And just a note, I'm going to be cutting off voiceover at times so it does not actually give away anybody's personal information. So,
1907.
all right, first thing we need to do is open Find My, and we can. By the way, the app used to be called a long time ago Find My iPhone, and it has since been modified. Oh, okay, my screen locked. There you go.
1907.
Open Find My.
Find my map. Sharpstown.
Okay, so already it's telling me things that are nearby. Now, this is where we can get into some accessibility issues because it's going to not only give the person's location, but a lot of points of interest around that location as well. So at the bottom,
Tab bar, people, tab, one of four.
we've got four tabs. You just heard it say the People tab if I swipe to the right.
Devices, tab, two of four. Selected, items, tab, three, me, tab, four of four.
And there you go. So you got people, devices, items, and me. People is where you will keep track of other people. Items is the AirTags tab. And then devices is for your devices. And me is kind of like a settings aspect of the app. So let's take a look at people real
People
quick.
tab, selected people tab.
So I went to the bottom left of my phone screen and I did a one finger double tap. And that brought up the People tab. I'm now going to go to the top.
Map. Esca Shadow Crest.
Okay, this
Return map. Harbor Freight
part is
tool.
where it likes to really be difficult.
Esca Sh Birdwood H Goodwill out. Altamirano.
Okay.
Tab Michael McCullough.
So, one thing I did discover, so when you want to share your location with people, they do not necessarily actually have to be in your contacts. It will just show the email address of the person if they are not. So,
And on at Diane Lucy C Chanel add people add but
okay, so
people heading
what I had to do is kind of swipe to the left from the People tab, and I could see all the people that I'm following. But what I wanted to show you real quick is
add button
how you can add something or someone. So let's double tap that.
share my location button.
Share my location. This is where you would share your location with somebody else. And if you double tap on that,
Text field is editing. Insertion point at start.
this is where you put
Add
in
contact button.
the phone number or the email address.
Sailor Cooper, Jared Reimer.
So these are all people that are in my most recent list of messages.
Can't share my send dimmed button. Share my location heading.
And then they would get a notification in the Find My saying Herbie Allen wants to share his location with you, and it will tell you that, you know, that you will he will also see yours, blah blah blah, and you can
cancel,
choose to accept or you can say go away. All right.
Map. Ariel Street.
Let's go back. So what we have to deal with is this live map that we have that we're going to have to contend with.
Lucy Edmund. See Chanel add button.
So here, I can show you real quick because I don't think it'll give the address. If I swipe to the right.
Chanel Allen. No location found.
Oh, it's going to be
actions
that
available.
Okay. Well, I can't do anything about that right now, but let's go back to add.
Share my location. Add MagSafe accessory button.
I do not have any MagSafe accessories, so I can't really comment much on that.
Add AirTag button.
And you can also add an AirTag here.
Add other item button.
Add another item.
Dismiss context menu.
Dismiss.
Add AirTag button.
And the AirTag is really easy to add if we just double tap that real quick.
Searching for AirTag. Heading. Close. Pull tab on AirTag and bring it near this iPhone to start. Animate. Pull close. Button.
Okay, I should have had an AirTag for this demonstration to add one, but...
Ariel Street.
Okay, thank you. What you do is... I'll talk more about AirTags in a little bit. So, if I want details on a person...
Tab bar.
Let's pick on Chanel real quick.
Chanel Allen. No location found.
Even Select though that she has no location,
map, harbor.
Some things I can do
remove
with...
Chanel button.
So the first thing it is saying is there's a remove Chanel button.
Close button.
And the close button. One of the things that's confusing is it's not a back button to get out of here. It's a close button that is to the bottom of your screen. So let's flick left.
Remove stop sharing my location button.
I can stop sharing my location.
Remove Chanel from favorites button.
I can remove her from favorites. I don't want to do that.
Add button. Notify Chanel Allen every time I leave University of Houston downtown.
There you go. It's set to notify her every time I would leave my university. So she would know that I was starting on my way home.
Notifications. Directions button. Contact button. No location found.
Okay, so we have no location
button.
Found.
Notifications.
But if I go to notifications.
Notifications. Notify Chanel Allen every time. No direct. No car. Map. 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 Map.
Okay, it's not because there's no
tracking
custom
off button.
All
card
right,
controller.
Because there's no location found, it's not going to give me some
Chanel,
of the options that I was
no,
hoping
no
for.
No direct contact. In no location. Card control. Map. Map.
But I should be able to set up custom notifications. And stuff like that.
Close. Tracking. Off. Close. Button.
Okay, so let's get out of there.
Chanel.
And now let's get away from people.
Tap. Devices. Tap. Selected.
And let's look at devices.
Herbert's MacBook Pro. Home. 1 minute ago. Herbert's MacBook Pro. Home. 1 minute ago.
So this is a very good thing. I'm glad to know my MacBook Pro is home since I'm right in front of it.
Herbert's MacBook Pro.
Yeah, I get the idea. So you can see if you have multiple devices, this is how you can keep
DoorDash.
Track of them.
Now, Herbert's Apple Watch. Home. Now, Herbie's iPhone. This iPhone. With you.
And see, it's telling me it's this iPhone.
Herbert's MacBook Pro. Herbert's AirPods Max. Home.
It
now,
can even tell me where my AirPods Max are.
Herbert's MacBook Pro. Home. Herbert's Apple Watch. Home. Herbert's MacBook Pro. Herbert's AirPods Max.
Unfortunately,
home.
This
Herbie's
likes
AirPods
to jump.
Pro.
There we go.
Herbert Allen's iPhone. No location found.
So I have another iPhone
Actions
that is
available.
Off at
Herbert's
the
Apple Watch. No location.
Okay.
Herbie's AirPods Pro. Multiple locations.
So this has multiple
Actions
locations because I have a missing earpiece
Selected.
That I should have really tried
Map.
To find.
Sharps.
But let's say I'm actually missing one of my devices. I can go in here and let's go
Mac,
to the...
Herbert Chanel's iPhone. Chanel's Herbert's AirPods Max. Map pick.
So
Close.
Let's go to the bottom here to our close button and let's flick to the left.
Remove this device button.
I can remove this device.
Activate button.
I can activate them provided they have battery.
Mark is lost.
Mark is lost.
Selected. Notify when left behind. Off button. Notify when found. Switch button. Off. Notifications.
So notice how you can do some customizations. And I'm going to talk about marking stuff as lost in a little bit.
Directions.
Here.
Multiple play sound. Off button.
And I can get it to play
multiple
sound.
Locations button.
So this is the exact same type of menu we have with the AirTags, by the way.
Tracking. Map. Herbie's AirPods Pro. Close.
All right,
button.
That's fine. But close. What if it's my iPhone
Speech
itself
off.
That has disappeared? Can I use another device to track it? And the answer is yes, I can. Because I can use the Find My app on my Mac, and that is accessible. Windows, I've not really had much luck with that in the past, but on the Mac at least. So I thought I'd just show you this real quick.
Finder, open, 1 of 33.
And
Finder, hosting, window.
So all I have to do is go to my apps.
FaceTime, Find My, application.
And I apologize, this voiceover is a little bit faster than the other one. If I open it.
Find my, window, people.
So let's say I cannot find my phone. I don't know if it's with me. I don't know if it's traveling. I can now open my Mac.
Selected, devices, tab.
I can see that I'm on the devices tab.
Items, table.
And now I've got a nice little table I can interact
with. Table. Herbert's MacBook Pro, this Mac, Herbert's Apple Watch, Herbie's iPhone, home, now, 0 miles.
Oh, my iPhone is home in 0 miles. Whew, that's a relief. And,
Intact Herbie's iPhone. Out of text.
That's
selected.
A good thing.
Herbie's
and
iPhone.
I can VO space
Herbert's MacBook
on
Pro
it
2.
If I
selected.
Have more
enough tape. Location services button.
Issues
show map
regarding
button.
That.
2D button. Compass. Head map. Map area. My location. 8. Herbie's iPhone. Map. Herbie's iPhone. Houston. More in. Herbert's Apple. Schnell's Apple. More info button.
And I can just uninteract and see data on where my iPhone is.
More info button.
If I go to more info.
8,500. Now. Play sound. Off button.
I can have it play a sound.
Play sound. Connecting. But.
Okay. It's. There you go.
Play sound. Connecting.
So I can use my Mac to find my phone if I need to. Okay. Can I get you to stop now? Thank you.
People. Tab. Finder. Applications.
Okay,
window. Column view. Browser. One item selected. Find my. Group.
There. So then I just picked up my phone and did the unlock gesture to get that sound to go away. So this can be a useful thing if you have an Apple Watch or an iPad and you can't find your phone or vice versa. So that's why I thought I'd show that to you. Now the last thing I want to talk about are AirTags. So let's talk about what AirTags are and what they are not. AirTags are a tracking device that runs off of Bluetooth. Its design is to allow you to put them in something like a wallet or a backpack or whatever, so you have a way of keeping track of it. And the Apple AirTags are not the first tracker device. We've had Bluetooth Tiles for years. Apple just gets a lot more publicity because they are larger and there's a lot more phones within the network. Now, what does this mean? So first of all, the AirTags can do... They are not meant to... They have been used, but they are not meant to actually track people, moving cars, things like that. They are not a true GPS tracker. So if somebody wanted to do that, they'd A, have to be in range of the AirTag, or B, hope that the AirTag pings somebody else's iPhone. But Apple, being made aware of a lot of the abuses that people have tried with AirTags, they have a safety feature built into the phones that will let you know that an AirTag that is not in your network is nearby. So now, and they are doing more anti-stalking measures to even make AirTags a little bit more safer in that regards and make it harder to be used as a tracking device in that respect. It's meant for situations where you can't find your keys. You want to use it in the airport to find your luggage on those carousels. Things like that. And that is the main purpose of them. They are kind of like a little bit bigger than a quarter. They have, they are tiny, but so you can't easily lose them. But if you put them in an obscure pocket or whatever where you're not going to disturb it, it's going to be relatively safe. So that is how AirTags work. And when you get them, there's like a little tab thing that you pull off, and the Find My app automatically recognizes it. And then you can label the AirTag, so that way you know which AirTag is for what. And so you can do a custom name or built-in ones that Apple has. If you have actually lost an item, what you can do is you can put it in lost mode, similar to what you saw with the AirPods. And then if it gets pinged, you will get alert. And Apple, I guess, draws a very interesting distinction between lost and stolen. And so if you think something has actually really been stolen from you, then you should actually report that to the authorities. And that's a whole different category than just actually misplacing something. And that was really interesting to learn that the other day, actually. So that is something to keep in mind when dealing with the AirTags. They were not meant to find people that have stolen stuff. It's meant to find things that you have misplaced. And the AirTag interface is pretty much the same as what we saw with the other things.
Speed, find Dice World, so, find mine.
Again,
7,300 to...
All right. So what's nice is, again, it's already the app for the AirTags is already built into your phone as part of Find My. And an AirTag, by the way, it's like $40 for one or $99 for a pack of four, something like that. And you can find them on the Apple Store. So let's go to our
Items tab. Selected. Bel Air Boulevard, Sam Houston Tollway, identify found item button.
So this is, I guess, if you encounter an AirTag and you want to identify it manually.
Herbie's luggage, home, now.
Ooh,
with
yay,
you.
My luggage is home.
Actions
now.
Available.
But one thing that was very disconcerting, but it was all right. So when I put AirTag on my luggage last year when I went traveling, and it was a little bit interesting getting the notification that my luggage was away from me. And even though it was actually tucked into the cargo hold of the airplane, it was nice to be able to actually see how far away I was from my luggage and all that type of thing to know that it was on the carousel. So I really did like having that as a luggage tag, even though I did have to deal with notifications. Your AirTag is not of range. And
Herbie's backpack. Home. Now. Herbie's waist pack. Home. Now.
With so Herbie's all my backpack. Devices are with me, but let's take a look at my backpack.
Map. Sharpstown. Sterling McCall.
I wish I didn't have to deal with this annoying
play
map,
sound.
But
Herbie's backpack. With you button,
so I can see that it's with me
now button. 80% battery power, 40% battery power.
I can see that to the battery in this AirTag, it takes one of those tiny batteries, is going to need to be replaced soon.
Play sound off button.
I can have it play a sound.
Find nearby button. Notifications. Notify when found, dimmed, selected. Notify when left behind, on button.
So now I can know if I ever leave my luggage behind.
Lost mode.
So let's see. Can
find.
I get the AirTag
play
to
sound.
Play the sound?
Off.
I
button.
Was able to earlier, so let's try this.
Play sound. Speech off.
I don't know if you could hear that or not. But the AirTag made a little like chirping sound, kind of like... Let's see if I can actually bring it closer to the microphone, because I don't know how well that got picked up. So I'm having to bring my backpack over here. Okay. Now let's see if I can get this thing to play the sound again.
Enable button. Remove item button. Enable lost mode. So notify when notificate. Find. Play sound. Off. Speech off.
So there you go. Just plays that sound once, a couple times. I trust that you all heard it. It's a little bit more muffled because it is actually in a, It is in a backpack, so hopefully you were able to hear the sound. But there you go. Very useful if you're trying to find something. And now, if you were like me and you played beeper games growing up, like Pin the Tail on the Donkey and you need to find the beeper, or you know how we can just track stuff by sound, devices like this can be really useful to have around for that. All right. And all I had to do was double tap
speech
the play
on.
Sound button.
Track
and
track it. Card
it
control. Remove item. Herbie. Maps. Close. Button.
Very easy
close.
To do.
Tab bar.
And
me.
We'll take a quick
selected.
Look at the me tab.
Card control. Eight. My share my notifications. Item safety alerts. Allow friend requests. Switch button on.
So here's where I can enable or disable allowing of friend requests.
Notifications about you. Chanel. One location update. Chanel. One location. Note. Chanel.
And
one
I've never gotten
Cap C,
this
card
to
control
work.
8. Southway shop. Sterling McTab. I devi- peep me. Oh, help a friend. Edit location. Chanel Allen. One location update. Notification. Chanel Allen. One location update. Edit location name. Button.
Okay. So this part, like I said, this is app can provide some interesting accessibility challenges, and that is the disadvantage there. And with that, I'm now going to open the floor to questions. And so, Rosanna, why don't you let everybody know how they can raise their hands?
Applications. Zoom us.
Okay. If you are on, I'm sorry, if you are on a PC, it's going to be Alt-Y. If you are on a Mac, it will be Option-Y. If you are on a cell phone, such as your iPhone, it would be the More button, which is in the bottom right-hand corner. And if you are on a landline, it will be *9 on your landline phone. And we do have a hand. Me a moment.
All right, then
Mary.
Let's, Mary, welcome.
You can unmute. Hold on a minute. We're having some issues here. Hold on. Okay, Mary, you should be able to unmute.
Make sure you hit that got it
button. I don't
know
what happened to her. Mary, are you there? Actually, I don't see her hand now. Mary, if you raise your hand, I'll be able to try to re-unmute you. If you have a question? There she is.
Okay. There she is. Okay, let's try this again,
let's try this
Mary.
Again. Okay, Mary, you can unmute. You should have.
Okay. Can you
there
hear me
you
now?
Are.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. It kept telling me that that I don't know, something about the host wasn't allowing me to unmute myself or something.
Oh, weird.
But anyway,
okay.
The question I have is with the AirTags, if you're at an airport, you know, a crowded, noisy airport, and you want to find your luggage in the carousel, and what if a bunch of people are trying to find their luggage, and it, you know, it plays this little kind of low sound. How would you know where your luggage is?
Herbie, you there?
Oh, let's try this. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the sound, of course, is going to be a little bit louder. I don't know if, you know, of course, if multiple people are doing it, yeah, that's going to make things interesting. Then I think if that's happening, everybody's just going to have to go one at a time. So that way there's no confusion, because that's going to get interesting. Uh-huh. For me, it would just be, I don't know if I'd use that method, just at least having the reassurance that my luggage is actually on the carousel to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's things you could do, like wait to see, give other people a chance to see if other people are getting their luggage, and then you could have it playing the sound, and as the carousel is spinning, you know, you're going to hear that sound kind of working towards you.
Right.
And, but the other thing I would do too is I would have other identifying tags on my luggage, like Braille labels and stuff like that. So I'd have other ways of finding it, not just relying on the air tags.
Not just sense. That.
Yes.
That makes sense. Okay.
So like, for instance, both Chanel and I, we actually have our names on Braille tags on the luggage. So, it won't just have an air tag on it. I use the air tag just for assurance that the luggage is indeed on the carousel.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, but we have other ways, like we have Braille labels and stuff like that. So we have other ways of identifying our luggage that don't rely on technology. So,
well, that makes sense.
Yep.
Using a combination.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You are most welcome. And if anybody has had any experience with that, we'd love to hear from you trying to find an AirTag in a crowded situation like an airport. Okay, who do we have next?
Thank you, Mary. Okay. Oops. My keyboard is... Okay. Diane,
welcome.
She has her hand raised, but she isn't. Okay, Diane, you may unmute.
There we go.
Yep.
There you are. Good.
I was just in my own Find My. I was in the People tab, and I saw this phone number that I did not recognize, and it said, can see your location. And so since I didn't recognize the phone number, I had the option to remove it, and I did. But it was a little disconcerting to me, because obviously I only want people that I know and trust to be able to see my location.
Yep. So another way that location sharing does happen too is through the iMessages app. And I wonder if that feeds into Find My, because the way it does look. But yeah, that's a little disconcerting if you have somebody in there that you do not recognize. But that's, at least if that happens, and you can, you know, stop sharing your location at least, and you know where they are at too. So,
yeah, it's on the map. I'm sure it's showing up on the map here, you know.
Yep.
I don't know if I can tell exactly where they are on the map, you know, because the map just gives a bunch of names of locations and street names and things like that. But I removed it, but it maybe makes me think that I need to go in there and look at it a little more often than I do.
Yep. Well, you and everybody else. So I'm glad that we did this demonstration. So it encouraged you to go look at your Find My and see if there was anybody in there you did not recognize. And a number of things could have happened. Maybe you added them in via email address and it's showing their phone number instead. So, you know, it could be a situation like that because you had to have accepted it originally, but because I had a couple people that they were added in by email address and it wasn't showing their actual name. And I was able to identify them that way, thankfully, for them. Otherwise, they'd have been booted off. But, which you were one of them, actually. Somehow I actually did have you on my Find My, so.
I must have got there in, you know, Dice World or something. But anyway, so yeah, I did want to mention that. Oh, you know, there have been stories on the news about people having these air tags and stuff planted near them.
Yes.
And, you know, by perfect strangers, you know, so that they can follow a person.
Yep. And but that's where
it's kind of scary.
Yeah, that is. But that's scary. Apple does try to, and they're making some more improvements to prevent stalking with air tags. Uh-huh. And so you're going to, over time, see greater alerts if there's an AirTag that's in your vicinity that isn't part of your network. You may get a notification and options to report it and whatnot. And there's some stuff already in place for that. But Apple is working on that. So, yeah, it'll be harder and harder for stalkers, hopefully, to use AirTags as tracking devices.
I do have one other question in looking at my own. You know, it showed all of my devices that I have.
Yep.
And it seems to, you know, it shows time stamps, you know, I guess as to, like, yes. It said that my AirPods Pro were, you know, visible as of like 21 minutes ago or something. Well, I know where they are. They're up on my nightstand. But it seems to update. I wonder if there's any indication of how often it updates or if you can set that or anything like that.
That is a good question. I think it updates when you actually open the app. And there's some things you could do, like say if you don't want your iPhone to update all the time unless you have the app open, you could do something like turn off background app refresh, so that way it only updates if the app itself, you're in the app, for instance. So you could do something like that, but otherwise I'm not sure how often it, I'm guessing it does do some stuff in the background, but I think it sends out like pings.
Okay.
In like minute intervals or something like that. So to kind of minimize the background usage a little bit. So,
okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Diane. All Richard, right. You may unmute. Richard, you may unmute.
Yeah, maybe it's just his iPhone. Does Richard know that his iPhone?
If you're on the iPhone, it should be the more button on
mute
the bottom.
To the left.
To the left.
The more
yes.
button is for raising hand.
The more mute buttons to the left, right.
Hi, Roseanne.
There you go.
My question is on the iTag, on the AirTag. Can you increase the ping to be longer than just that little 3?
No, but you can hit the play sound button again and it'll start the cycle and you can do that as much as you need to.
Right. Okay. That's what I do, but I was hoping there was a better way to do it. Thank you.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
I'm Richard's wife, by the way. I'm not Richard. But I'm using his phone.
I thought he sounded a little, he didn't sound like Richard, but. You know.
Yes.
That sounds like Carlene.
It is saying hi. How are you?
And, yep. All right.
Thank
well,
you.
That okay, is a great question.
Thank you. Next, we have Michael Babcock. Michael, you may unmute.
Michael, welcome.
Hello. So yeah, I got that same message that others got, that the host is not allowing people to unmute. And then it asked me if I wanted to unmute. So you got to love Zoom. quick question for you, Herbie. Do you have any experience with the Android notifications. And I suspect you know this, that Apple has now made it so if you don't have an iPhone, but a AirTag is with you and you do have an Android phone, there is a way to determine that. And have you played with that at all?
All right. That is a good question. I have not had experience with the Android notifications. But if anybody has, if you would be so kind as to raise your hand and we will get to you and answer, see if anybody can help answer that question. But I have not personally had any experience with the Android side of notifications with that.
We have Tony's hand is raised right now. So, Tony, you may unmute. All right.
And also real quick, guys, because some of you may come over here from who are used to more the ACB, how those accounts are run. So here, everybody is muted until you are given the prompt to unmute, which happens once you raise your hand, and then we call on you to say you can now unmute. You can ask me, so, yes. All right. Go ahead, Tony.
You should be unmuted.
Yep.
Well, Tony is unmuted, but this is DJ on Tony's phone.
All right, I know you. Okay, yes. Another two. We got people. Wait a minute, guys. We got an interesting find my situation here. You might find somebody's phone, but you don't know who has it. We've had Richard's wife, Tony.
yes, Tony's.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Anyway, Herb, I have a question, and I don't know whether this is related to the subject or not at hand, but here it goes. So I get these group messages, right?
Yes.
And the first one is headed from an email, and then it has like 100 and some odd, maybe like 18 to 20 numbers, all with the same prefix, only, you know, different numbers. And I'm like, okay, how do I know who this person is that's sending the email? And how do I get rid of these things here? Because they keep popping up, I guess, under different emails and whatnot, but in different group messages. I don't know whether anybody else ever gets that or not.
Trying to sneak in a non-related question, but, well, you know what, Doug? Since you come to my cooking shows, I'll answer it anyway. No. So... The only way to really get around it is if everybody in the group has iMessages, anybody can name the group. So for instance, if you were part of fans of DJ and everybody has an iPhone, you could name that group fans of DJ. And whenever a message comes from that group, it'll say fans of DJ, and it'll shorten a lot of what you hear. Otherwise, the only other way around it is to ask everybody to identify themselves, so you can go back into the info, group info, and find each person and add them to your contacts. So,
Yeah. But now how if you don't want that, like I get them every now and then. I got one today and it's like, I don't know who you are. And then there's like all these other different numbers and what have you. I know that there's a delete button where you can delete the conversation, pop back up again.
Like you could try at least blocking the original sender, see if that doesn't that helps. But if it's just a text message group, there's all you can do is delete the messages. You can't do anything to stop them from coming in the first place.
Oh well. Oh, okay. Alrighty. Well, thanks a bunch. Great call.
Yep.
Thank you, Tony.
And by the way, you can share your location within an iMessage group, by the way. So if you, like I said, if you ever need to do that, and I'm thinking that's how a couple people got into my Find My because of a text message group that got started. And the way it's worded as to whether you're sharing your location or not is very interesting. And I may have actually shared mine, not meaning to, and I think that's probably how I ended up in a couple of people's phones, or they ended up in mine. I'm guessing that may have been what happened. So, anyway.
Thank you. Right. The next hand we have is Diana. You may You may unmute.
All right, Diana. We go from Diane to Diana. Welcome.
Yes. You should be unmuted.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
I have a question. I have an old iPad. Now, I take it this is, since this is new technology, you probably have to have a more current version of iOS. Is that right?
Yeah, you'd have to at least have iOS 14.
Okay. Mine is way, way old. It's not updating past, like, I don't know, 12.5 or something, which I may be replacing it soon. But anyway, and also, are these, I'm thinking about, you know, always the fear that I have of my pet getting out, my pet cat getting out and losing him.
Of course, I can't yeah, see well, him. Put one on his collar.
Put an AirTag on him.
Well, I was going to step in. Do they have like a little notch where you can run that through a collar? I mean, like a little.
Okay, great question. So the AirTag itself does not, but there are plenty of AirTag accessories out there that you can purchase for the purpose of clipping it onto a collar or whatnot. So you will have to buy an accessory for that, but they do exist. I have like these loops. So I used one of these loops to put the AirTag on my luggage, actually. And
I think it's very heavy, right? I mean,
the AirTag, you know, it's, well, it's at least 10 pounds. You're going to need to do weightlifting just to get the pick. No. There's more box than AirTag, I'll tell you that much. But, no, it's like, it's not really that heavy. It's
okay. And the range. That's my last question, the range.
So I forget the exact range, but this is where, again, you have the advantage of, since the AirTag will ping other iPhones and if it gets out of range to let you know that, hey, this is where your AirTag is, you can kind of put it in lost mode and that'll, you know, it'll start, it'll let you know that, so in other words, let's say your pet goes across the street and it's out of range. Well, somebody nearby your pet happens to have an iPhone. Well, the AirTag will see it. And it'll ping their iPhone and it'll send a notification back to your iPhone saying this is where your AirTag was located. And the reason, and that's part of the reason why AirTags gets more attention too with tracking, because it's not like somebody couldn't do the same tracking stuff with Tile or whatnot. It's just that because it's all Apple devices, Apple just happens to have a larger network if devices go out of range, and also just Apple's a much higher profile company. So that's something else too, guys. AirTags is the only device I'm aware of that if somebody was to stick one on you, you'd be notified. I don't think you get, if somebody was to stick like a Tile somewhere, I don't think, unless you happen to have the Tile app, even then I don't know if you'd get notified. So it's not just AirTags that can be used as tracking devices, but Apple's actually has the most features to prevent that from happening. So that's something I want to try to really make very clear.
And then one last question.
Yep.
The phone I actually use is, I know this is Apple Bytes, but it's an Android. Do they make similar devices for Android? Or do you know?
Michael Babcock was talking about that earlier, that there is a version of the app for Android, and otherwise it's a lesser network, but the aforementioned Tiles, that will work on Android as well as Apple and whatnot. So
you would just search for Bluetooth Tiles or something like that?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Herbie.
You're welcome. Thank you. And if you do ever get the, real quick though, if you do go the AirTags and you get the Android app, poor Michael is wondering about how those notifications work. So if you ever do go that route, that'll be something that we will discuss on a future Apple Bytes. Just let me know. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Andy's iPhone. Andy, you may unmute.
All right.
Andy, you should be unmuted.
Uh, Okay, yeah, I got,
oh, there you are.
I got that message that everybody else got that said the host won't allow you to unmute. But anyway, trying to find devices, wouldn't the device have to be, wouldn't the device that you are searching for have to be turned on in order for it to be found?
Yes.
Okay, then
well, actually, that- no, I take that back. One of the things Apple has introduced in some of its later iPhone models is that it will send tracking data to Find My if the device is off.
Well, because you were talking about finding headsets. And like, for instance, I have AirPods Max, and I also have regular AirPods, but I'm obviously not using them right now. So they're not turned on. Right. So I was just wondering how they would be found.
Though I would imagine, like, say, I know somebody, for instance, that lost their phone in a paratransit, and so they were able to use Find My on another device to verify that the phone was indeed on that Metrolift, and then they could call dispatch and say, hey, this is where my phone's at, and then Metrolift could confirm that's where the driver was supposed to be, so thanks to Find My, they got their phone back easily. So in that situation, though, the phone was obviously on. But yes, Find My will now send data even when your phone is off. So that is something that Apple has introduced.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Okay, we have Nora.
Nora, welcome.
Nora, you can unmute. She probably got the same message. I don't know why they're getting that.
I think that, so if you're trying to unmute before you get the prompt, you're going to get that little notification, yeah. Guys. So wait till you'll get a prompt to unmute.
Nora, you should be unmuted at this point. You should get a message asking you to unmute. There you are.
Yeah. Hi. Can you hear me now?
Welcome. Yep.
Yeah. Hi, welcome. Thank you. And finally, I'm muted. Anyway, I want to ask you, what if somebody left their... Well, one time I had a lady who dropped your cell phone in the lake, and if you happened to not be able to find it, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. If somebody dropped your cell phone in the lake by mistake, and they have another cell phone, will they be able to track that first cell phone that was dropped into the lake?
I don't know about you, but me personally, if I lost my phone in the lake, I'd be leaving that up to the authorities to actually find the thing. I'm not going to go swimming out in the lake with another phone in my hand trying to find the first phone.
Yeah.
And then depending on whether the phone will be findable, there's going to be factors like, you know, what phone model you have, how much water resistance it has. But usually it's going to be found by divers that can actually go down to the bottom of the lake.
Another question is,
but you could use Find My to get the last location of where you were at the lake, roughly, so that way they could have an idea of where it fell in. So you could do that at least, I think. But
that's cool. Another question is, what happens if your child, let's say a baby boy or a baby girl, happens to be playing in the front yard and all of a sudden they disappeared? Is there a way that you can go onto their Find My and see if you can locate your child?
If they have a device that that's sharing location, if you put an AirTag on them or they have a cell phone, we're not to the point yet where we can implant chips into people and track them that way. I know there's been a lot of concern about that with various vaccines and stuff, and there, I will say that your scenario is a good reason why you might want to have something like that be a reality, but that's neither here nor there. So they would have to have an iDevice if you're using the Find My network, you know, like I said, and it would have to be a cellular, like I said, for better tracking, it would have to be an iPhone or an iPad that has cell data, or an AirTag that at least is going to be more findable because of the larger iPhone network. So
that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nora. Next, we have Maria's iPad Mini or Mini 6.
All right. Welcome, Maria's iPad.
You may unmute. There you go.
Hi.
Hello.
I have kind of a question and kind of an answer in a way, and it goes way back to Mary's question about luggage on the carousel. Don't you think there would not be a lot of people using AirTags because the majority of the people are going to be sighted and they're going to see their luggage? The only ones probably that would be using an AirTag was either visually impaired people or somebody who's not seeing their luggage on the carousel.
Most likely.
I don't think there would be a problem of there being a whole bunch of them pinging their luggage.
Probably not. I mean, you can't be too sure because different people. I mean, I don't want to say it's not going to happen, but I think you are 9 times out of 10 going to be correct on that assumption. Let's play it.
That's all I had to say. I've just been thinking about it, I was wondering about how I would handle it, and I really doubt that there would be a lot of people using them at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be more likely to, but where you could actually have a situation like that, though, let's say you're going to an ACB convention, and you do have a bunch of blind people in that have traveled together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is a situation where you could probably would have a lot of pings.
If you had a visually impaired group traveling together, yeah.
Of course, some people might have other trackers like Tile or whatever, but yeah. So, but in that case, like I said, if that does happen, I would just, okay, everybody, let's go one at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or well, like I said,
I use Find My app all the time.
Oh, go ahead.
So.
Yep.
Cool. I just say I love this call because I use Find My all the time to find things, and mostly people, because I have a daughter in Texas and a daughter in Spokane and
a friend in Vancouver, Washington. It's really cool. You can see how far away people are from you. And...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Thank you, Herbie.
Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome. And just one real thing, though, quick, guys, as much as this is a tech call and we're a tech group, in a situation like what we were just talking about, again, having other ways of identifying your luggage can be a big help, too. Like I said, having your name on Braille, as well as knowing things like what color it is and stuff. And so just having, or, if you don't read Braille, just some other ways of identifying your luggage so that way you're not just relying on the tech solution. Who do we have next?
But I usually put, a ribbon on it, too, so I can, feel it or... if it's bright enough, I can see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well. So some kind of ribbon. I don't see any more raised hands. Is there anyone else that has a question for Herbie at this point?
Well, guys, we've used up pretty much all the time.
Yeah, we are just at the 9 o'clock hour. Just about. Any more questions? Okay. Okay, folks, it is just almost at 9 o'clock hour. Want to thank Herbie Allen for his wonderful presentation and just remind everyone that if you are a BITS member, you will be able to download this presentation once it is up on the website. And you'll go to acb.org, BITS at acb.org, I'm sorry.
Now, just one real quick announcement I do have. This was requested of me ahead of time, so see, I do listen to people's requests. Next month, I'm going to be talking about the various AirPods that are out there and the differences. So AirPods, AirPods 2, AirPods 3, AirPods Pro, AirPods Max. Cool. And anything else that Apple's come out with between now and then. So that is what I have in store for you all next month.
Okay, so we will be looking forward to the March Apple Bites.
Correct.
Any other further announcements, Herbie?
Just the only other thing that I'm going to, for sure, I know I'm going to talk about. So I've got two more calls planned. I mean, we're going to have more. This is just what I know I'm going to be presenting. So March, AirPods. April, I'm going to talk about Apple Music. And in May, I'm going to discuss various methods of typing on your iPhone, from dictation to handwriting, braille screen input, the touch typing, direct typing. So that is what's on the agenda for the next 3 months, guys. And beyond that, we'll see where the winds guide us. And okay. I'm open to requests, herbie.allen@gmail.com, or send your request to the bits list, and I will see it, and I will take it into consideration for future Apple Bites, because I'd like to know what people wish to learn.
Well, we've all certainly have learned a lot so far. That's for sure. I want to thank everyone tonight for joining us for this wonderful presentation. And have a great night and be safe. Thank you.